The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want you to cast your minds back, those of you who can, to 60 years ago. What happened in the world in 1964? The Beatles launched their US invasion. Nelson Mandela was sentenced to life imprisonment. Cassius Clay, later Muhammad Ali, became world champion. And the now iconic Ford Mustang was released to the world. But never mind any of that, because here at home, the Billy Barry Stage School opened its doors. 60 years in existence, if you can believe it. And Lorraine Barry, who's the director of the Stage School now, is with me. Lorraine, thanks a million for joining us.
Lovely to talk to you, Kieran.
So bring us back 60 years ago. I mean, you're too young to remember probably its establishment, but you can. It's been in existence really all your life.
It's been in existence my whole life, yeah. My mum had been in the theatrical business all of her life, and then, as people did back in the day, when she got married, she gave up her career, reared her family, and then my dad sadly developed multiple sclerosis, MS, when he was in his early 40s. There wasn't the medication then to prolong his life. Mm. So he passed away within the year of his diagnosis. So my mum knew, okay, I need to get myself back into my profession. I need to think of what I'm going to do to raise my family. So as I say, she'd been in the theatrical business all her life. That was all she knew. And she decided she was going to set up the Stage School, which was the first of its kind. She was an absolute trailblazer and a woman of incredible courage.
Yeah.
But it took off, and there were 36 students on day one. And within months, really, it had established a fantastic reputation, made a first appearance on an RTE television programme. And then from that, people got to hear, and we were making weekly appearances, theatrical appearances in maybe like St. Anthony's. There used to be St. Anthony's Theatre on the quays there, and then moved to Liberty Hall. There was a regular Sunday night performances. So very quickly the name got around and people began to go, okay, there's something good going on here.
It's amazing, really. You describe her as a trailblazer. I mean, you would have been very young at that. So she had a very young family.
Very young.
To take care of.
So I was three at the time. Yeah.
1960s. I can't imagine there was, regardless of family circumstances, there was many women effectively setting up their own business. It would have been the easiest thing in the world for her to kind of go and get a job somewhere.
Absolutely.
But she didn't. She did her own thing.
Yeah. As I say, this was all she knew. She had been in the business since she was a child herself. At age five, she was known as Little Billy the Wonder Child and had gone touring in the days of the fit-up. Incredible life and the stories she had to tell. But she was so focused and so determined, and it meant everything to her. She threw herself headlong into it. And phenomenal. And she passed away, sadly, in 2014. Mm. So this is her 10th anniversary. And I know on the onset, there's not a chance she would ever have thought it would be running so successfully.
What do you imagine, or did you ever have a conversation with her about what her vision was? Was it just to kind of make a bit of money doing what she knew?
Initially, she needed to survive, and that was her plan. And then when it became more successful, she had very high standards, and she never settled for, like the ethos of the school was, we never settle for, it'll be grand or it'll do. It was never that. It was be the best that you can be always. And she instilled that in her students be meticulous to how they would perform, how they would dress, how everything would happen. And it was a wonderful, wonderful code for life. And a lot of students still live by that code. Mm. So as the years went on, she knew then that she was going to pass the school on to me. And she gave me any words of advice, and she definitely stepped back and let me take control. But I know she was absolutely overjoyed then, as we would take to the Gaiety and she would sit front row of the dress circle and just watch the show unfold. And I know it was a huge source of pride. And then, gosh, I can't imagine how she would be feeling right now to think we were heading into the Gaiety with our 60th anniversary production.
And it's not only has it been successful, it's kind of become a something of a cultural institution. There's people who have nothing to do with it, but they all know it.
It is. It's funny. Billy Barry nearly has become a thing. It has not. People sort of go, oh, is that a person? And I'm going, yeah, that's actually my mum.
Yeah.
People, and even sort of some of the children would say, I do Billy Barry. Or they have a uniform that they wear and they'll say, I'll wear my Billy Barry. And it's like, okay, hold on. How did that all happen?
Yeah.
But it has. It's definitely become a name that people know and people recognize.
Even when I was growing up, even people would say it, and you'd know them from the Late Late Toy Show and things like that. And even other kids would be described, oh, they're real Billy Barry kids. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because they're kind of performative and they're into that whole world. And,
sure.
Like, they're living in Kilkenny. They've nothing to do with the Billy Barry Stage School, but they're a real Billy Barry kid.
Maybe not always in the most positive ways, but sure, we'll live with that.
I know, but it's funny, isn't it? It's a mark of success.
They'll always say, oh, well, they'll always smile. And I'm going, truthfully, they're smiling because they're happy, and they're happy just doing what they were born to do, you know? And it is a wonderful thing if you can find that thing that's your thing.
Yeah.
You know?
How much pressure is there then to kind of to maintain those standards all the time?
Huge. Yeah, it is. It's one thing, as I say, you earned this fantastic reputation and then you've earned that reputation. But it's another thing maintaining it and trying to keep raising the standards. And that's been my sort of aim all the time, not to just sit back and go, because then it goes stale and it gets jaded. So my ethos has always been, OK, let's keep moving forward. Let's see what's out there. Let's see what's changing. I've introduced new teachers to the school. So we had Louise Bowden, who has been a West End leading lady. She came and joined us about 8 years ago as choreographer and creative with a wealth of knowledge. She had been a past pupil of the school, and then with all the experience that she had at the West End, she's come and she's really, really taken the school several notches. And then we've Lindsay Co-op, who was also in the business, a past pupil, a dancer, again, coming in down the younger end with fresh new ideas, and all of that working together with our musical director, Peter Beckett. It really does keep it all lively and buzzing.
And I'm sure while the fundamentals remain unchanged in terms of expecting the best and kind of and always striving for it, it's probably always changing in terms of what the influences are. So we were talking earlier in the week about, you know, Cabin Crew getting their being on the Grammy long list. So I assume whatever kind of musical things are going on in the ether, all of that feeds into the school.
Obviously changes how it is. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's the Billy Barry Stage School. So fundamentally, it's based around musical theatre.
Yeah.
There are so many things, so many influences and so many opportunities now for us to tap into so many different things. I mean, back in the day when my mum started, like, she had no access to anything. Do you know, like, not even, I mean, you maybe got sheet music. You had to go and buy some sheet music.
Yeah.
Do you know, that's where we were at. Like, there was no such, she'd have somebody maybe in London and she'd say, could you troll the streets of London looking for sheet music? And that sheet music would be posted. And my aunt, who was our class pianist at the time, would read the sheet music. And that's how we would learn. And it was, you know, I mean, things have changed so much. We've access to the world at our fingertips, which certainly makes it, I guess, easier in some ways and in other ways more challenging, because we now have gone, like, so broad with everything, you know?
Yeah, and also we've the world coming here with the Bord Gáis as well. You've got the big musical theatre productions. Not all of them were no West End.
Sure.
But you still have Hamilton and the likes down there, which is a big influence on kids as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
we have, and as I say, we've some fantastic scenes set up for our show next week in the Gaiety.
Yeah, what can you tell us about it?
Really excited. So the show, I mean, we got into planning this last year, like in 2023. We started rehearsals in January 24. It's a mega production, the biggest show we have ever.
Oh, really?
On. Yeah, it's huge, absolutely huge. So we've got fantastic guest artists. We've Brian McFadden coming in, Susan McFadden, Louise Bowden, who is West End star. We have Richie Hayes, and then David Whelan, who is just phenomenal. We have a past student, Kelly Morris, who is definitely the up and coming. She will blow everybody away. So along with all of those, our 600 amazingly talented current Billy Barry students, we have a little throwback to the old with a little modern spin on it, and very much a step forward into the future. I mean, we've got a fabulous scene from Moulin Rouge, Mean Girls, Into the Heights, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, tributes to Beyonce, Elton John. It's mind-blowing.
You must get great satisfaction, you and everybody else involved, say when Kelly or others, when you see them making a name for themselves beyond the school.
It's wonderful. If there's no greater joy. I mean, for me then to go and see pupils maybe, you know, establish themselves in the West End and to take that trip and sit there and watch and go, I knew this child when they were four, and it's wonderful. It really is. It's such a thrill.
Well, Diamonds Are Forever. It's at the Gaiety from October 15th until October 19th, marking 60 years, if you can believe it, of the Billy Barry Stage School. Lorraine Barry is the director. Lorraine, thanks you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you. Lovely to chat to Kieran. Thank you so much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.